Hi, this is Diane McGachran, and this is another edition of Talkline, and I'm with Carolyn.
Carolyn McLaurin.
McLaurin.
Good morning.
I always say it wrong. I'm sorry, Carolyn. Anyway, it's a great morning.
Good morning. It is the last day of our fundraiser Friday.
Yeah, fall fundraiser. And we hope to generate a lot of funds this Talkline. We have 90 minutes to get as much, have people call in. They can call 543-3131 to make a donation.
Yes.
And we'll talk about some of the prizes that you can win.
Yes, I would love to talk about that later on in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay, okay.
So first we have, we do have an announcement. Now, anyone who comes and donates, if you want to come back into the booth and give a shout out to somebody in your community, you're welcome to do that while we're doing Talkline. And we have with us public health nurse, Andy Palm, and he has some announcements he's going to make about flu shots.
Yeah, so it's just a reminder that tomorrow, Saturday the 14th, from 11 to 3, at the Cultural Center, we're going to be having a flu vaccination clinic. It's open to all ages from 6 months to 100 or plus if we...
Oh,
we'd
even older people.
We'd love to see those older people.
Carolyn, I'm going.
Oh, my goodness. I always just thought these flu vaccinations were for... I don't know.
Young and elders?
Yeah, 60 plus years or, uh-huh. But he said you can go as young as 6 months old.
Yeah, so they're for all ages. Uh-huh. Yeah, we would love to get everyone everyone vaccinated, uh-huh. And hopefully everyone who wants to be vaccinated can come tomorrow.
Okay.
Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, goes to 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cultural Center. And we're it's a big event for us, so we're going to have a lot of vaccinators and a lot of folks there.
Oh, good.
Should be good.
Yeah, and I usually bring an elder to the flu shot.
Speaking of elder, we haven't seen Esther Green lately.
Oh, she's around.
Yes, she should come in and visit us live today.
Oh.
Esther Green, if you are listening.
Esther.
Yes.
You could come and say hi.
So getting back to this flu vaccine,
yeah.
I just have a question. You know, has the flu started this fall already? And what is the severity? We always hear about folks getting flu,
mm-hmm.
How sick they are.
Well, the flu is always a serious illness. This isn't the common cold. This is something much more significant than that. And there actually is an early start to the flu season here in Alaska, and there are different communities where they're already experiencing flu.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting the vaccination is very proactive and protective,
mm-hmm.
Early on for us.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
What a great service, too. Wow. Thank you so much. And it's early. This is early. It's October. So it's early to get the shot. But then will there be times to get the shots later if you miss tomorrow?
Well,
or opportunities?
Yes, not necessarily with this is our one big public all-age event.
Okay, good to know.
So this is really important. But
okay.
You can get it from your local provider.
Provider, okay.
YK, you know, from Bethel Family Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can do it then. But this is free,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. And, you know, it's for all ages.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know why I love about living here in our community is that we always have a lot of great, fun things to do out there. But this is really beneficial for everyone that
yeah.
needs to get a flu vaccine. So tomorrow, 11 to 3 at the Cultural Center.
Okay, be there. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Anytime public health wants to come in and announce things, you guys come on over. All right, have a good day. Okay, well, we have a caller, so we'll go ahead and take our caller, and then we will talk more about our fundraising. So we have John on the line. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline. Good
morning, Dan. How are you? Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning, John.
How are you ladies doing there?
We're good.
It is Friday.
Good.
I have... something bothered me. Uh-oh. You know, they have that PFD special, supposedly. And they say it was, last time I heard, was $89 for the PFD, but you had to be online. I went up there, and I didn't know that. And I don't understand why they do business online when they announce the PFD, and then if you go online, they set you up for a later date. I don't see why you can't just go when you want to go. And if you want to go, I went up and then I asked for the regular price of that to go to Anchorage one way, $240.
Wow.
And then they're announcing this PFD special. I don't understand why you have to be online. A lot of people don't have computers, like, you know, like we don't have a computer. I don't see, I think they'd be losing business by doing that procedure.
Did you notify the manager? Is this at Raven?
No, I haven't, but it's pretty stupid to be putting out a PFD when you can't even get it.
Mm.
You know, that's being, I don't know what that's enticing, but it ain't enticing nothing. It ain't enticing me to go over there, no. You know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, they should figure this out, and they should know if they run a business like Raven and Alaska Airlines, they get so much money all the time. That's a moneymaker when you get your PFD. You want to go when you want to go. You know, you go up there and buy the tickets. Why don't you simplify it and do it that way? If you want, if you announce a PFD special, you should be able to go up to the counter and buy one.
Oh, you're right.
And mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
It excludes all the people who don't have a computer. Mm-hmm. And I think they'd do better business doing that. They should announce that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let the public know. And also, if you're planning to go over, please, if you happen to change your mind, make sure your ticket is refundable. They won't tell you that, these carriers. You have to tell them, you know, in case something came up. Because that happened to me one time or another. And I had to wait a year before I could get on the plane again, after I paid everything. You know, it's just, I don't know how they're doing business. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so confusing. Anyway, that's all I wanted to air up. And if you're out, guess what? The weather broke. We're having sunshine.
I know, and my flowers in my yard from this summer are coming back. They're blooming.
Oh, boy, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you know, it feels like spring out there and it's fall.
Yeah, it is. hopefully we start cooling off a little bit better, and I hope we don't start complaining about the coolness. It's a lot better than the rain every day. You know what I mean? Anyway, please wear your life jacket, and if you're going out boating, and if you're going long distance, good to have another boat because of the weather.
Mm.
You know, it's cold and wet out, and you want to have some sort of way. Something happened, an emergency, you have some companion to help you.
Good, thank you.
And watch out for pedestrians on the road. It's probably still slippery out there. Watch the kids early in the morning when they're going to school, and during the daytime, you know.
Especially when we have, we have some good-looking roads out there, and people are speeding, and...
Oh, man, what do you mean, good-looking roads? I count 100 potholes or more.
Oh, no.
Oh,
we're talking main road,
yeah.
Where they did the repair.
Yeah, on the Chief
nice.
Eddie Hoffman Highway.
They did a good job.
Looking great.
Yeah, anyway, everyone, please have a good, safe weekend.
Okay, thank
you. Thank you, ladies. You guys have a good reception.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, John.
Yeah. Bye.
So... Okay, next up we have Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning there, happy people.
Hello.
Happy, we are.
I want to say it's a beautiful morning. I don't mind the rain, but it's good that it's not raining now.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I even called that 800 number and try to do a special PFD special thing. And, you know, they said on the flyer, it's at least what the person I talked to said is flying from Anchorage to L.A. is $99 one way.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, wow.
And but that was, you know, I was saying, I want to get in on that be able to go to Anchorage for the weekend today, you know. I mean, that was last month I called, or beginning of the month, two weeks ago. And then they said, when that flyer came up, and they said it only applies to those people that are going out of state. So it costs more to go from Anchorage to Bethel. Like, back, I mean, what she was able to pull up was 159 one way, Anchorage to Bethel. Mm-hmm. And that's a PFC special. And they said that's the only one that applies to the Bethel area. I mean, going to Bethel from Anchorage. I said, And it said $99, huh? PFC special.
That's funny.
Us people here in the bush, we pay for the majority of those $99 fares that those people in California and Vegas are enjoying. They're reaping the benefits of our hard-earned money for Alaska Airlines. And to me, that's funny.
It's funny in that annoying kind of way.
Yeah, it's worthy of putting in some kind of a complaint to the Alaska Airlines as a whole, because it's almost like they're servicing outsiders more than they are servicing Alaskans.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I gotcha.
Anyway, I dreamed a nightmare last night. I was trying to call the police department because maybe I must have been contemplating calling Talkline on Friday before I went to bed last night. And my wife was outside, too, in my dream. That's nice to dream about my wife, but she was being...
That's not a nightmare.
...by somebody else. And that same person was in my dream was threatening kids. Assaulting kids with a ball. And to that intoxicated person, they were playing. But to the kids, they were being hurt, having a ball thrown at them. And my wife went out there to go get my granddaughter because she didn't want to get hit. And she got hit in the face. And I ran out there, and then I asked my wife, "Did you already call police?" They said, "Yeah, long ago I called 911, and they still never showed up. But that was a nightmare. But it kind of shows the reality of Bethel Police Department. You know, I know they may be hard at work or hardly working, whatever the case is. You know, it seemed like we can do better, or not we. I'm doing better by calling 911 or 3781 or whatever the phone number is, but with no real response. And I know that police chief is listening. I've never met the guy. Notice how I paused. That means it's going to happen sometime soon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I had a challenge. I tried calling a million times the other day, during the day, and Ribo was on. Whoever the station manager is, he was on nonstop, but no one was answering the phone. I was calling 3131. No one was manning the phone.
And oh, really?
They put me to the news department, and the lady in the news department said, "Oh, I don't handle that. I just handle the news." And I said, "Holy cow! I'm trying to do a challenge, and what's going on? No one's able to get this information done, and I'm making a call to do a donation or challenge. I was going to challenge the police department and all its staff, because I already paid $50 and from Magic Man Wilson Green."
Yep, and I heard someone beat your challenge, the other DJ.
Good. Yeah, the other DJ, but I was going to try to change it to involve the police department because I'm so involved with the police department.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, hey, police department,
you just have
listening. I know you are. Give a call.
Okay, you just have a
thank
few
you.
Seconds left. All right, thank Bye. You. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
We can always make this community better. Mm-hmm. Anyone out there.
Yeah.
There's always room for change and improvement in this wonderful town we live.
And if you want to make a donation, call
543-1331.
And we have Chico on the line. Good morning, Chico. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. A very good morning to our wonderful people of Wicked
Delta. This is coming from Chivac. All right, good morning. Both of you too.
Good morning. Oh, so our greeting from Chivac. I like that.
I love our weekly greetings from our folks out in Chivac. Good morning.
Yeah. So do you want to say something about some of the prizes we have? And
Actually, I do. Yeah. But first, let's if you'd like to make a phone, if you'd like to give us a call during our talk line, the numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number 1-800-995-8954. We would love to hear from you. I've been helping organizing this KYEK fundraising part with the prizes. It's been a lot of fun meeting all the business folks out there. But today we have a lot going on, courtesy of ID Variety, AC, Bethel Greenhouse with Fritz Grenfell, So Yupik with Nikki Corbett. And our grand prizes tonight are at 7 p.m., so please stay tuned, and we'd like to thank Upriver folks. Mark Leary with Napaimute Enterprises had donated a half quart of logs. Chop, can't get better than that. Also, we'd like to thank Raven Airlines for tickets for our Within the YK Delta. Our other two big grand prize drawings for tonight, courtesy of Crowley, they had donated $1,000 worth of fuel. So those are our big grand prizes today and hot prizes today. So thanks to those businesses out there. Our first hot prize drawing will be at noon, courtesy of ID Variety. Good old maki stuff. So I know a lot of folks like to take maki out there, even myself. And next hot prize will be at 3:30, courtesy of AC, a $100 gift certificate. And, of course, we have many grand prizes at 7 p.m., I believe. There's six of them, courtesy of Bethel Greenhouse, So Yupik, Napaimute Enterprises, Raven Airlines, and Crowley.
Okay.
So lots going on here.
Okay. So what?
Let's see. What else could I add here? There's folks that need to pick up their wonderful prizes here. You can come in anytime. We're here till 5 o'clock or so, actually 7 tonight. Jamie Evans, Clara Morgan, Olinka Sakar, Allison Samuelson, Laura Kyluk, Scott Gwynn, Andrew Brown, Benjamin Albright, Agnes Tikyun, Captain Meeks, Alyssa Mochin, and we had three winners courtesy of Bethel Greenhouse, so you'll need to call up Fritz Grenfell out there. You won Birch trees were donated by Bethel Greenhouse. Rhoda Cole, Catherine Active, and Bob Graham.
Now, why isn't my name on that list?
You know,
I donated. Or these?
Hey, you still have time today, so
right. I still might make it. Okay.
And
good.
Last night, grand prize winners were Chris Jacobs, courtesy of Jalista, won a nice Carhartt coat. Rory Peters, courtesy of Raven Alaska, 50 pounds of cargo. And Lisa's Party Depot, thank you for donating a lovely modern Gusbuck. Mini Jokey was the winner last night.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of winners, and give us a call. Again, you have a lot of time to donate. Numbers here to call are 543-3131. There will be someone there to take your pledge. Mm-hmm. Or you can easily go online. Mm-hmm. You know, World of Technology, just kyuk.org.
Okay, good. So, and also, if you donate $120, you get the most amazing mug. The John Active has his face on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful limited edition KYUK mug. You donate $120, we'll get you a beautiful Goofat cup.
Now, that mug also, that $120 also makes you eligible for the grand prize, right?
Yes.
So you also get your name in the grand prize raffle.
So anytime you make a $25 donation.
Oh, it's $25 too.
Yeah, minimum $25 donation will get you into our hot prizes and our grand prizes.
Okay. Oh, good.
So,
all right.
I was really tickled the other day. We had some folks come into the live room. I was surprised. My friends came all the way from Akkatjok, Vera and Louis Manutli, in the rain, mind you. They came all the way to Bethel by boat from Akechuk and made a donation to KYUK.
Oh, now come on, everyone.
Yeah. how about that? Isn't
yeah,
that
that's awesome.
Just so wonderful.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I think, gosh, I had wanted to thank many of the businesses out there, if I can, since nobody's...
Yeah, our lines are open, so feel free to call in.
Yes, our lines are open. Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number 1-800-995-8954.
Oh, I have one announcement that someone texted to me.
Oh, okay.
Someone texted that if people in the villages, if you enjoy hearing basketball and you enjoy hearing their children play basketball on the radio and having the announcements, give a donation to KYUK. And you can do that, 907-543-3131. So thank you for that suggestion. There's a lot of basketball is very fun. And that's something that KYUK does a great job with. So if that's something you enjoy and you'd like to give a little donation, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, for sure. You know, we have so many programs out there. Prairie Home Companion, of course, our Friday Talk Line. We have our daily weather and search updates, Wednesday wellness programs, Uke to Uke with Fritz. We do have legislative updates. Who in Alaska has Yupik News and English News here at KYUK?
The YK Delta.
There you go.
And
isn't
KYUK.
That awesome?
Yes, it is.
So we during the Cusco 300, of course, we have updates. We have high school basketball throughout the winter. We make videos for the Chimay Festival. We have city town hall meetings. And, of course, the Geezer Rock is always a favorite with Peter Twitchell.
And birthday call-in.
Yes, and the birthday call-in and the song request line.
And you know what? We're going to be... KYUK is moving toward television, and we're going to have a channel. So in order to do things like that, we have to have some more donations, if possible. And we have a certain amount. We're just trying to get $35,000, right?
Yes, $35,000
In this fundraiser is the goal. So we have an email, and we're going to... I think Elena's going to... Elena's going to read the email for us. Thank you. Go ahead.
This email is coming from Richard Robb. Hi, this is Richard Robb Jr. with the Bethel Sportsman Club. We will be having a work day at the shooting range tomorrow, Saturday the 14th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., all members are encouraged to attend, as well as anyone interested in joining the club. For any questions, you can call me at 545-2452. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Richard Robb Jr. Okay, so did you have anything else there?
Actually, there's always something to add during our KYUK fundraiser. Thank you to all those wonderful folks. I could go on and on because there's nobody on the has calling.
Everything's clear right now, so unusual.
So you still have, you still have a lot of time. Our first drawing, hot prize drawing, will be at noon. That's be at noon, and then at 3:30, and all our wonderful, amazing grand prizes will be done at 7 p.m. So lots going on here at KYUK, and if you want to come in and visit us live, just, you know, come on in. So 12 o'clock, courtesy of ID Variety, will be our first hot prize drawing. 3:30 AC, 7 p.m. courtesy of Bethel Greenhouse, so Yupik and Apaimit Enterprises with Mark Larry, Raven Airlines, and Crowley. While nobody's called yet, I'd like to thank many of our businesses that have made it possible. Crowley, Raven Airlines, Swanson Store, Myers Farm, Lisa's Party Depot, Back Creek Marine Longhouse Hotel, Napa Auto Parts, Bentley's Bed and Breakfast, JD's Carpet Cleaning Services, ID Variety, Casey's Carpet, Marla's Fox, So Yupik with Nikki Corbett, Bethel Bookkeeping Services with Laura Carr and her Monet Hair Supplies, Arctic Chiropractic, Baba's Pizza AC,
wow,
Billy's Pizza, Nicholson's Auto, Karina's Case Lot, YK Fitness Center, Renee Athanas, Ute Espresso, and the Lumber Yard.
Oh, my gosh. You guys did a good job of like reaching out, too, and getting all that organized.
Yes.
And thank you to all of those agencies. Now, I want to say to all you teachers and social workers out there, you might want to just call in and give a little donation. I know you can. 543-3131.
Petra is standing by to take your pledges, so call again. You have a wonderful opportunity to win some of these wonderful prizes today. Mm-hmm. The number to call is 543-3131 for those pledges.
Now, tomorrow, as we had our announcement earlier, is the flu shot.
Yes.
Free at the Cultural Center from what to what?
It was 11 a.m. to 3.
To 3, yes. And that's a really nice thing if there's elders in your family as well, to bring them to get this shot. It's really important that everybody get the flu shot.
Yeah. I've heard that it's great to have the flu shots, but I've heard the elderly are the ones that take a toll when flu season.
They're at risk. They're at higher risk.
And the babies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so so our lines are open, so we're going to give out the numbers. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, please give us a call. Our lines are wide open. Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, our toll-free number, 995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we will read your email on the air. You can remain anonymous in your calls or emails. That's that. Yeah.
Do you know, I'm still, when I was used to those roly-rolls roads that we had on the
roly-poly roads, yes.
The Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway, I try not to speed. And, you know, it's. I wish people would be more respectful when, you know, we need more stoplight. We need more street lights. And people are always stuck on the side, on the stop sign, you know, when they're parked on the side of the road to get on the main highway.
Yeah.
I just wish people would be more respectful with pedestrians and, I don't know, just be careful out there, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And get reflectors if you can. That's another important thing. People aren't wearing their reflectors or reflection tape on their clothing, and now it's getting pretty serious. Please do that. I think YK sometimes provides those. So we have a caller from Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I thought I'd call you some kind of good news. I think yesterday the House of Republicans in Juneau, they passed a resolution or a proclamation to have the governor and the rest of them to leave the permanent fund alone to restore to the original amount. It even mentioned in that declaration that Governor Walker is trying to take it away. So that's one good news. And if you go on Facebook, you could see there's talk about who voted no in the House of Juneau, like Zach Chandler or Lyman, or who in them different districts who voted no. And it seemed like our old Zach, he's willing to cap the permanent fund, even though it's driving a lot of his own people in his own district to live below the poverty level. You know, it made enough in 2 weeks to pay the whole dividend and lots left over, and that would really be a big boost to Alaska's economy. You know, it's a lot of money. Investment would be over $1 million that people would get, and they'd get to spend it themselves instead of the governor telling us that he's going to spend it for us to save it for us. Better to just let us save it, better spend it ourselves, you know, if a lot of people need to buy stoveware and stuff. But anyhow, that's why it's important to get a hold of Zach and tell him to, you know, there's talk of the Democratic Party. They all voters are blocked. Like, they can't think on their own, you know. They think more about the government, like the government is their god, you know. Even our President Trump this morning, he say, you know, we have to make, you know, God, our God, not government. And that's why we shouldn't be afraid to talk about asking God for help in Christ Jesus' name. You know, that's why it's getting so bad.
Hmm.
You know, and one bad thing about in AFN, one more thing, there's these guys, Nunavik, they're trying to start sovereign nation. They're over there at AFN promoting it. And you watch the news, it'll be on the news. And here, listen to this. When they first started forming, they tried to have a big meeting so they could vote on it. But they didn't have enough for a quorum, and they went ahead with it anyway. Seems like that's kind of illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying this is for unity. They want to form this for unity, and here they're saying if some villages vote no, it's okay. They can just go along with it. Baloney, you know, you can't make up things like that and say you're in power all of a sudden and make rules
mm-hmm.
and cause more. What they should do is work with our corporations to provide land for our shareholders, a couple acres. They could build their own homes and create jobs, not do things like this. But people need to speak up for our kids' future. And that's what I have to say. You know, there is some good news, so maybe just making a difference of speaking out. So if you see Jack or Lyman, you know, tell them to think of us, think of our own people sometimes. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. The problem with the, you know, it's a good point what Herman's bringing out, because the permanent fund, capping the permanent fund or cutting it hurts more rural people than it does people who have higher incomes, let's say. And it would be really great if we could have a tax. And that way, people who don't have high incomes, they're not going to have to pay a state tax. It'll be based on your salary. But there's a lot of resistance to that, too. So it's kind of a dilemma on how we're going to generate more revenue for our state now that oil prices are so low. And
Herman always makes a good point there. I always love it when we have our calls coming in from upriver, and Antioch Herman, he sure makes good points. And if we want to get involved with our, you know, PFDs or, you know, whatever's happening in Alaska, that we should get a hold of our folks in Juneau.
Yep.
Very important to get involved.
Yeah, and I think they consider those communications really important, and it helps them when they're trying to explain issues down in Juneau to have the voices of people who have given comments or written to them from the region directly. So we appreciate that. Our lines are open again, and this is our fall fundraiser. We have a lot of great prizes, and we're encouraging people to call in and donate. You can call 543-3131.
Yes.
And someone will take your call and your donation, and we very much appreciate that.
So $35,000 is our goal this year for our KYUK fundraiser. You said you still have a lot of time. Give us a call. Someone is there to pick up your answer the phones here at KYUK 543-3131 to take your pledge. And it's so easy to get online at our website, kyuk.org, and click, and takes you away right to our donation. Again, we have our big grand prizes tonight. We have five of them courtesy of Bethel Greenhouse. So you pick Napaimute Enterprises with Mark Larry, Raven Airlines, and Crowley. Thank you so much for our grand prize drawings for tonight. That'll be happening at 7 p.m.
And do we have people that can come in and pick up prizes?
Yes. Like I said, once you've won a prize, we have our hot prizes every day. We've had our hot prizes announced every day. These folks still need to pick up their prizes. You can come in anytime. Someone will be here till 7 p.m. tonight. So that's Jamie Evans, Clara Morgan, Olinka Sakar, Allison Samuelson, Laura Kyluk, Scott Gwynn, Andrew Brown, Benjamin Albright, Agnes Tikyun, Captain Meeks, let's see here, Alyssa Mochin, Rhoda Cole, Catherine Active, and Bob Graham. the last three, Rhoda Cole, Catherine Active, and Bob Graham. You were the winners. You will need to get a hold of Fred Fritz out in a Bethel greenhouse to pick up your beautiful birch trees that you have won.
Oh, wow. I would like to plant some birch trees near me.
Yes, I know, right?
They're beautiful. Okay, good. So you can come in and pick up your prizes, those of you that did. Great. And then you read off our grand prizes, right?
I sure did.
Because those are really good.
You know, these are one of the best. We saved the best for the best for tonight at 7 p.m. And gosh, who wouldn't want to win a birch tree donated by Bethel Greenhouse and a beautiful Gus book made by Nikki Corbett with her business, So Yupik.
Oh.
You know, it's a modern Gus book, beautiful modern Gus book. We thank Nikki for that with So Yupik. And who wouldn't want to win half quart of logs already chopped? Kuyanakfana Paimit Enterprises with Mark Leary.
Already chopped.
And, you know,
nice.
It's so expensive to fly within the YK Delta. And Raven was so nice enough to donate tickets. So thank you, Raven Airlines, for donating tickets within the YK Delta. And we will have Crowley had donated $1,000 worth of fuel. But we will give out two $500 fuel courtesy of Crowley. So rather than $1,000, we will have two winners. So lots going on here at KYUK. If you'd like to come visit us live, by gosh, we sure love.
We
to
would
see
love to see some
yes,
visitors
yes,
in here.
Yes.
Yeah. Come in.
Yes. I just, since nobody has called in yet, you still have, the lines are wide open. Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free number, 995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email on the air. Now, usually I try to look at the Delta Discovery or the Tundra drums, and I haven't done that this week, so I'm not sure what might be going on in there, but it would be good to... There was some really nice stories, though, on KYUK, the one about the woman singing. That one was really beautiful. Was she from... Oh, I've got to
look. I had been so busy with this fundraiser, I hadn't had a chance to see what's going out there in the outside world, so...
Right.
If you know what's going on, give us a call.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at that, I want to thank these folks that generously made a donation today. Allison Ayapin, James Berlin, Molly Billy, Stephanie and Ryan Butte, Anna Drake, Edward Yvonne, Julian Garcia, Daniel Ingvalson. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong.
I don't.
Let's see here. Did I see that KGNR radio station? Thank you very much. Nicholas Gweek, Tim Myers, Timothy Miller, Theodora Nikolai, Lori Safford, Joe Siebert, Mark and Juliana Springer, Tina Stickman. We thank you so much for making donations today.
Yeah, so the singer that I was, it was Esther Hanvirapunt, Esther Hanna. She was at the Cultural Center, and that was a story, and she's from Kasigluk.
Oh.
And that was the story about her. It was very beautiful, and you can find that at the kyuk.org. Website, and you can see the transcript of the interview that was done with her, and she got to play with the jazz musician that came
nice.
From Chicago. Yeah, and she got to do a little performance with her.
Nice.
So that's, wow, that's really, that was really neat.
So she was originally from Kasigluk, you were saying?
Uh-huh. I don't know how to pronounce her, her full last name, but she goes by the name Esther Hanna. And she's performed in Zurich, Bangkok, and Chicago, and now she's played in Bethel. Oh, wait a minute. I was wrong. She's not from Kasigluk. It was, I don't know why I would thought Chika Siglik, but anyway, this was the musician from Chicago who came and played at the Cultural Center.
Yes, and I heard that was...
I misunderstood.
I heard that was a lot of fun to attend. Who comes to Bethel and performs all the way from Chicago? What
and
fun.
What it was is the story was also about Juliana Tinker from Kasiglik, who also sings. And so they had come in to see this woman play.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I love listening to jazz, and it's pretty... sorry, I didn't attend. I was too busy here with the fundraiser. But I've heard that was a great turnout.
Yeah. So that was to fundraise for the Bethel Family Clinic, which they have their new building is coming along really well.
I see that. Yeah. A new Bethel Family Clinic. How about our new hospital?
Oh, my gosh. That's,
wow.
That's going to be huge.
Something else.
Yes. Yes.
When,
so
when are they going to ever build another road here in between the airport subdivision through Thunder Ridge?
I know. I don't know. I don't know the status of that. That seems to have gone a little bit asleep for a while.
I think that would probably alleviate a lot of our
traffic
yeah. in half.
It definitely would. So, so that was and then Monday, as you know, Governor Walker has changed our Monday in October from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. So Monday was the first year of that. And KUC had a celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day. We had dancing and really good food. I wasn't here. I was in Anchorage myself. But I think that's so cool.
That is way awesome.
That our state is now Indigenous Peoples Day.
I absolutely love that and very proud. Yes, for sure.
So that was we were really happy about that.
Like I said, we still have a lot of KYUK Unlimited John Active coffee cups with a purchase of $120 will get you just that. And I'm looking at one right here while we're sitting here.
Beautiful.
They are absolutely beautifully made. So give us a call at 543-3131 to make that donation. We do have quite a few of those Unlimited.
And I'm wondering how people in Tanunic are doing. Because their runway was shut down, and the airlines are not flying there right now.
Wow.
And that can become serious.
Was it because of the weather, I'm sure?
No, it was something in the runway. They had constructed a runway, but it didn't... Well, something isn't right in the runway that they built. And so that's... and I think it was a new runway that was constructed. It was a $19 million state-of-the-art airport, but because of the shifting permafrost, it buckled some of the runway, and now Grant and Raven are not flying out
no.
there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's...
that's horrible.
Kind of tough. And
I hope someone gets out there and fix it with the... That's a lot of money spent
for a runway.
Yeah, because
they $19 million. And they rely on, of course... bypass mail and
yes, when you live in Bush, Alaska,
different
you
goods
really depend
and,
on planes to fly in and out.
Yeah, even medications and stuff. So anyway, there's a lot of interesting news stories going on in our YK region. And right now we have a caller, Susan. Welcome to Talkline, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw something 2 weeks ago in the paper, so I'm going to put a plug in for it.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Saturday, at 10:30, there's a Walk for Life. And it starts in front of the Culture Center, and they walk over to the Teen Center. And then at the Teen Center from 11 till 1 is a celebration of life, different hands-on activities for kids and their families.
Okay. Well, that used to be in May. I guess they made it, they
well,
changed it to no, celebration.
I don't know what it's commemorating or why it's picked that day.
Okay.
It's addressing a lot of the social problems, but it's going to be a positive spin of what we can do and what available resources there are.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, and I still challenge everybody at least donate $50. And all Lions Club members, all VFW Auxiliary members, all breast cancer survivors, all state employee retirees, and all current state employees, and anyone else that listens to KYUK, at least donate $50. It's their last day. And there's lots of wonderful prizes you could win and some premium items you can get. So just want to put a plug in for that, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in about that.
Okay.
I didn't see a lot of notices, but tomorrow, 10:30, is the Walk for Life. It starts at the Cultural Center parking lot.
And ends
the Lions Club park.
And ends at the Teen Center.
At the Teen Center, where there'll be activities and probably fun things to do for youth. And that's from 11 to 1. So the walk is at 10:30 and 11 to 1 at the Teen Center.
Great.
Some fun activities, yeah.
A few things going on tomorrow with the flu vaccine at the Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Bethel Public Nursing. So it's 11 to 3 if you
all right.
would like to
can
get
you
a
hear
flu.
Me?
Yes.
All right, wonderful.
Okay, so I'm going to give out our call-in numbers. We have plenty of lines open, plenty. All three are open. And the numbers are 543-5985.
We just heard.
Okay. Am I on air? Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. We're having some technical glitches here. So I want to give out the numbers again. Our lines are open. And you can also email us. So first I'll give the numbers. 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And this is our fall fundraiser, so we're encouraging people to donate as much as you feel that you can for all of the kind of shows that KYUK has and will continue to expand over in the future. So including TV, where there'll be a channel that will be designated for KYUK, and there will be shows on that local as well as other kinds of programming. And you can call 543-3131 to make a donation. And we have prizes and grand prizes that you can win. Our grand prize drawing is tonight at 7 o'clock. And you can donate, I think, to get in the grand prize, it's $25, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. $25 will get you into our hot prizes today and our grand prizes. So just give us a call at 543-3131. Someone is there to take your pledge. So we have a lot going on here. Our first noon hot prize will be drawn, courtesy of ID Variety. 3:30, courtesy of AC. And we have many, many grand prizes at 7 p.m., courtesy of the Bethel Greenhouse. So you pick a beautiful modern guest book by Nikki Corbett. Napaimut Enterprises, Kuyanak from Mark Leary, Raven Airlines, tickets within the YK Delta, and of course, wonderful Crowley.
And we have a caller, Mark. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. So one of the things that KYUK does is develop the next generation of broadcasters out here in the YK Delta. It was, I got one of those John Active coffee cups, and it's a real nice picture of him. Makes him look about 40 years younger.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll probably hit me for saying that. But one of the other fun things was there was a story. I heard it on, last News Nightly. I'm sure it was on the regular news, too. But I missed it. It was about the archive of material that KYUK has, and they played a clip of John. Sounded like about 40 years ago. He sounded way awfully younger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you listen to KYUK, you hear a lot of young voices answering the phone on Talk Line and doing the weather in the mornings and doing the request line and birthday line. And I just really hope that by financially supporting KYUK, I and everybody else is letting KYUK develop that talent and encourage these young people to stay in the broadcasting game so that 40 years from now we will be looking back and saying, yeah, you know, they're the new John Actives and the new Peter Twitchells. And, just stepping up to fill the important role that Alaskan Native voices have in our local media. We're very fortunate here in Bethel. We've got KYUK, which is, Alaska Native media organization. We've got the Delta Discovery, which is an Alaska Native-owned and operated newspaper. So we should be very, very proud that our media is, in the hands of Yupik people. And I hope that the young people that are interns at KYUK will continue to be encouraged by the listeners and by listener support, and stay in the business and keep that important voice in our ears for another, 46 years?
Yeah, at least. Well, thank you, Mark.
I got there for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And I wanted to add to something I had talked about earlier, which was Indigenous Peoples Day, and the university campus here, Kuskokwim, had a celebration, but it wasn't just the Kuskokwim campus, because AVCP and BRHS and KLA and other community groups and organizations were also part of it, and it was really nice to have the president of AVCP, Vivian Corthius, opened up, and John McIntyre opening up the day for us, and we hope to, we just look forward to that kind of celebration every October now, which is really wonderful. So thank you to those organizations and everyone who came out on Monday for that really great day.
And I hope they continue that.
That is a big
day every year to celebrate. Of course, we celebrate it every day in our culture, but every more so now that it's...
You kind of live it. You are it.
Oh, yes, I am it every day of the year, you know, like everybody else out there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they have recognized that.
It was nice on Facebook. People could put a frame around themselves saying it's a great day to be Indigenous.
Yes.
And then I was kind of jealous of that frame, so I had a frame, and I just put, it's a great day to live in Yupik country.
There you go. There you go.
That was my version of it.
There you go.
So it was a really nice day. Okay, so our lines are open. We're just so many more opportunities than usual for people to call in on this Friday. So
yes,
please do, and you can talk about anything that's on your mind, something in the news or something that you've really enjoyed. You can even call in with things that you're grateful for, that you really appreciate. Like today, we may have a day without rain. So
do you know,
we're prepared to be grateful for that.
It's this weather. Are we having a climate change in the weather? Because my flowers have bloomed in the yard this summer.
I still have some flowers.
I mean, they've
hanging on for dear life, those little
they
buds.
Started blooming again. I should have left my potatoes longer in the ground, but oh well. It is a beautiful Friday.
And how many potatoes did you get?
You know, we shared between my children. I have three daughters and a son, and three granddaughters and my husband and I. So we just had a wonderful time of planting.
Did you get a few totes worth?
We got a couple totes.
Wow.
But that's always a lot of fun come fall. To harvest. Like I said, thank you to Mark for making the comment. It is really the youth that we'd like for them to learn. Gosh, we have a few of our elders here in surrounding villages and in Bethel. Learn from your elders. It's really important. They have so much wisdom. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued with our Giza Rock man, Peter Twitchell, when he comes in to play his music every time. I'm just because he comes in with all his CDs that he carries and brings in for his show. And, of course, John Active with his amazing Yupik stories. That is why when we have KLA students come in, we've trained them to run a couple of the shows here, and they really have having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So more the merrier with our youth that want to get involved, because it is you out there, the communities out there in the outlying villages and in Bethel. KYUK has been here for many, many years. I remember as a child it used to be out in housing. And then, of course, KYUK sits here in this beautiful building,
yeah,
Midtown. It's been here for a while.
The beautiful KYUK building.
Beautiful KYUK. Well, you know, years ago it was up in housing, is why I said that.
Oh, and it got moved here.
Yes.
Oh, this,
so
okay.
This is a, it's not a new building, but it's a building that has been here for many years.
Yeah. And you could, anyone can stop by and you can see the, I guess there had been a big grant that pays for that whole panel of televisions for production. And there's a lot of screens. It looks like a little TV, mini TV studio. It's got a panels and all the, up on the wall are all the screens that are showing different shows, and then working on the KYUK studio so that, and, you know, in the future we're going to probably have talk line.
It is pretty awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
So we always invite folks to come into the radio station and come in and have a little tour. There's a lot of neat things to see here.
Yeah. So we have a caller. Good morning, Agnes. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, this is Agnes Phillips. I'd like to make a $25 donation to KYUK from our family.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
My husband likes to listen to the news, and we like to listen cutting fish in the summer and anywhere we are. And I'd like to also invite people to my sister Pauline Peace 1 year feed tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Catholic Church Social Hall. Thank you.
Okay, and be sure to call 543-3131, Agnes, if you're still on the line.
Yes, we
okay.
already did. Thank
you. Thank you for calling and letting us know.
Yes, okay. We love to hear what folks love to hear. We have so many programs out there. We thank you, Agnes Phillips, who's been a longtime Bethelite.
And I bet people, when they're cutting fish, hanging out
at
fish camp, you've got KYUK and
exactly.
the various programs on. So,
I know
making a donation.
I know a lot of folks really enjoy a lot of these programs, like Prairie Home Companion, Friday Talk Line, of course, Wednesday Wellness with Esther Green, Uke to Uke with Fritz.
Wellness Wednesday?
Wellness Wednesday.
Oh, does Esther come in on Wednesdays?
Sometimes she does. She
meets
with the Jesuit volunteer and Katie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
that's me.
And, yes, and you too. By gosh.
Okay.
So, yes, KYUK really pulls through with all these programs. So that is why it's really important. I know Giza Rock is one of the favorite with Peter Twitchell. So please give us a call at 543-3131 to make your donation, or you can get online to our website at kyuk.org. I see we have someone on the line.
We have a caller, Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Good to hear from you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you guys have a fundraiser?
Yes, we are having a fundraiser, but you can talk about anything you like today. Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. I was, disappointment yesterday again.
Huh.
Always happens something to, you know, like everybody know, I applied for the liquor license and stuff. And
yeah.
It was all, I haven't really, you know, this rap going through, finding I get through it. I would treat exactly equal like everybody else, and I just, you know, before I'm not in battle right now, but before I left, I've been checking postage for planning commission because AC been applying also much later with I, but somehow they come out, they accepted them, and they posted every meeting to the November. So I was waiting for this planning commission. I like being there. I try to prepare, be sure everything is doing exactly same or to them like to me. And there was no postage. What I understood from a previous planning director, they have to be posted a week early before the planning commission get together, commissioner. And there was nothing, and I talked to my friends, and there was nothing, and finally somebody called me yesterday, and I told, yeah, there is meeting today, and I see it's in the, on the agenda. And there was no postage in post office, just like on my meeting. Not only that, I haven't postage in Swan since, and beside that, they put me in Delta Discovery. Like, no, there was not before my meeting, and a And now, again, this shortcut, jump over the rules and regulations were created to me, and the public not know nothing about those meetings and approval by planning. There is so much traffic in the summertime, those boats moving, they don't have enough parking. What I understood from that meeting, they've been saying, oh, we're working with the Biden's to purchase the property. Biden's can't release the property. They have tanks, gas tanks. They have to have own permit, own site permit for moving the property tank. This for another excuse to delay and let the issue keep running for another month, make it big money, send them up all out of the town. This, I can't believe it, that thing can happen like that. What's going on in there? Why are they getting shortcuts, you know? This thing is kind of get me waking up and no sleeping. Why I always been treated differently with everybody else, you know? When I come back, I will go to the city council and I will talk to them, because what I know, people in Bethel, they don't want monopoly with AC having two liquor stores. And they be raise the prices, they do whatever they wanted. We have monopolies with the fuel and paying lots of money with the gas and heating oil. And now AC come with try to get over everything. And what I understood from lots of people, that nobody wanted to get another store. Besides, that is loading and unloading the boats, small boats from the villages. The pork raised by the gas station in there, and they have the liquor store. Perfect exit to the delivery to the villages. What I understood is hundreds of phone calls from the drunks over there who run to right now. What happened when there be liquor store? And we have enough problem on the first road. I get it or not, but on the first road in the housing where is a quick store, that is hard to even pass it. Mm-hmm. There is honking and bonking and people pushing and arguing and fighting, and now they move over there where it's heavy traffic with the boats on weekends and going back and forth, and not enough room. They already get one. How they get the first one? No idea. And how they getting the second one? Already approving for it? I like talk to the city council, and I hope they listen and they consider what's going on in there, because that is not right in what they're doing. And otherwise, what the weather in Bethel?
Oh, it's pretty nice out here,
yeah.
Cesare. It seems like spring weather out there. The sun is out finally. And
are you not in Bethel?
Our flowers are growing again.
No. I'm on the true. I'm in the Maui.
Oh, my gosh. You're calling from Maui.
You are not.
He is. His family's in Maui.
You sound like you're right here.
Yes, I thought he was here, but
did you call in on the 800 number from Maui?
No, I called my...
you just did direct.
My number, no. I have my...
How way awesome is this? We get a call all the way from Maui. Way awesome.
That's really awesome.
Well, actually, I get some fish yesterday, too.
Oh, no, but you're in Maui, so you should not be worrying your mind about the liquor license.
I try forgetting, but
yes,
the ruined my last night, but I'm making up today.
Okay, good.
What kind of?
Have a good day. Enjoy the sunshine. I do in here.
What kind of fish did you get?
Yes, I was going to say, what kind of fish?
I got mahi-mahi.
Mahi,
oh,
okay.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that was pretty good eating, too. I, I cook them up. And
wow.
Oh, boy, that was good.
Nice. All right, thank you.
Who would want to be Cesare and Florence's lovely wife, Florence, today in Maui?
Yeah.
Oh, her birthday is today.
Oh, gosh, happy birthday to Florence Mazinski.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I told her that. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Sorry.
Wow, from Maui. Okay.
Geez, we have boats coming in from Akichuk to make a donation. We get a call from Maui. How cool is that?
Very cool. All right.
Well,
good.
Like you said, folks need to, if they have concerns and issues, it's important because our community is so diverse anymore. Gosh, what is a population? Almost 7,000. If you have concerns to make our community a better and safe community, attend the council meetings.
Yeah.
Very important.
You're local in your village or here in Bethel. Attend those meetings and be participants. And right now, if you have something on your mind, including something you're grateful for or something that has been annoying to you, wherever you are in the world, you can give us a call at 543-5985, 543-2756, and you can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we will read your email over the air. And you can remain anonymous if you would like on either your calls or your email. So it looks like we have another call coming in. And it's Nelson. Good morning, Nelson. Welcome to Talkline. And you have to turn down your radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have to turn off your radio.
I have just one issue that been plaguing my mind just all through the village here.
Okay.
And when we have a death in a village, state of Alaska, what they call troopers, they come and investigate and they take the body out for autopsy and the bird comes to the villages to bring back the body. Anybody's loved ones. They just
I think it's the law for them to go in and get the bodies when for autopsy.
That's what they always do. Investigate. Nothing is ever resolved. Nothing. It's a felony. Nothing. All they do is just take little misdemeanors that come in, not big ones.
Do you address your concerns to the state troopers?
Legislatures, you know, representatives. They take the body up and the bird comes to the villages. They have to pay for the whole cost.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the process.
It's statewide. I think it's mainly under little villages. Oh, everybody represented, you know.
Okay,
Nelson. Thank you for sharing your concerns with us. We're going to go ahead and move on, if that's okay, Elena. Yeah, we'll go ahead and move on. Thank you. So, I'm not familiar with that whole procedure for autopsies and how payment goes, who pays for that, and the flying the body to Anchorage and everything. I don't know. And I think there are programs with tribes and with AVCP and ONC with that, too.
There's a lot of agencies that I'm sure help out there, but I'm not sure about that, but... thank you out there in Radio Land. The lines are wide open. Give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, or a toll-free number, 995-8954. While the lines are open, let's talk about KYUK Fundraiser. Today is the last day.
It's the last day. And we really encourage you to come in and make a donation. You can also call your donation in at 543-3131. We have some prizes. We have a grand prize tonight drawing at 7. You want to tell them what some of those prizes are?
I would gladly. I work really hard for these daily hot prizes. So today is the last day.
Oh, what's today's hot prizes?
Today hot prizes are courtesy of ID Variety, a wonderful assortment of maki stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That's at noon today and at 3:30, courtesy of AC is a $100 gift certificate. And we have many, many 7 p.m. grand prizes, courtesy of Bethel Greenhouse, with donated by Fritz Grenfell, a lovely birch tree, and a beautiful gusbuk, modern gusbuk, made by Nikki Corbett with her business So Yupik. Guyanakfa Nikki Corbett with So Yupik. And gosh, we always... It's always so happy to hear from upriver folks. Mark Larry with Napaimid Enterprises donated half a quart of logs chopped. Can't get any better than that. Mark Larry with Napaimid Enterprises. And we want to thank Raven Airlines for the tickets within the YK Delta. Thank you very much, Raven Airlines. I know that will be helpful with someone that wins that prize, because it's so expensive to fly within the villages. Again, we had... Crowley donated $1,000 worth of fuel, but we will cut that in half and give two winners $500 worth of fuel. Two winners will have $500 worth of fuel courtesy of Crowley. So you have a lot of time to call in. Numbers here to call at 54331 to make a pledge. Someone is standing by. We thank Petra, the wonderful secretary that takes the pledges. She's been very busy.
Mm-hmm. Now, and it looks like our station manager Shane has taken over the board. And he just wants us to keep talking. Yes. Okay, sorry, I thought he was coming on.
So, with that being said, okay. You have a lot of time. Gosh, $25 will get you into these hot prizes and the grand prizes. So, give us a call at 543-3131, or you can click. Get on our website, kyuk.org.
And there's a donate button.
Yes,
and you can click the donate button and
yes.
Do everything then. So we're going to turn it over to our station manager, Shane Iverson. Good morning, Shane.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Thanks to Diane and Carolyn for your wonderful work this morning. A lot of pledges are coming in. It's been very busy. I just ran away from the phone for a second. And as always, the easiest way to donate, if you have the ability, is to just click on kyuk.org, because today is a very frantic day as everyone gets in their last second pledges in. They want to make sure they support their public radio station. And I just want to give some of the thanks out that's been coming in. You know, Gwyn Construction, Gwyn Building Services, came through with a wonderful donation of $500, and they're putting that challenge out to all the construction crews in town. That includes O'Brien Construction, Cuco Construction, A&W. You guys have all been challenged. Faulkner and Walsh Construction, Sorg Construction, Dale Construction, YKHC, your crew's been challenged. ONC, your crew has been challenged. AVCP and Denali Construction, all those construction crews challenged to meet or beat Gwyn Building Services' challenge of $500, which is a very generous donation. And I want to give a thanks to all the individual donors out there today who are coming through for us. You know, today being the last day of the fall fundraiser, every dollar is absolutely critical. It not only goes to the direct services that you enjoy, you and your community, but it also helps us leverage much, much bigger fish, so to speak, whether it's federal funding, grant funding, or state funding. Your dollars matter, and your contributions matter a great deal. So thank you very much to Jackie Hoffman, Diane Dock, for yet another contribution. Some people like to pledge every day to get into those hot prize drawings. And again, anyone who pledges today and today only gets into that half cord of chopped firewood courtesy of Napaimute. But everyone who donates during the course of the fundraiser in for that grand prize drawing, as well with Raven Air in Alaska, which you guys have already talked about. An anonymous caller from the village, she loves to hear Uke to Uke and hear people talking in Yupik language, and she loves to call in herself. She didn't want to give her name, but you might know her because she calls in so frequently and provides some great insights for all of us to enjoy and experience. News in the YK Delta from another anonymous caller is something that they listen to at work and use to stay connected. Joseph Ayagarak, thanks for your contribution. Cheryl Aloysius, thank you so much. Margaret Nagaziak and Janet Gray, thanks also. Janet loves news in the YK Delta and loves to hear about it. And where else besides KYUK are you going to get your daily dose of happenings here in the YK Delta? Edward Corp listens to KYUK on a daily basis because it keeps him tuned in with local events and what's happening in the YK Delta. He loves to hear Yuchtun being spoken on the station as well. Thanks to Amber Chase and Leon Treat. Also, a big thanks to Melody Hoffman, who believes this is a service that is beneficial to our region and to keep our community updated with special events and urgent news such as emergencies. And that's something we take great pride in and feel a great responsibility for, whether it's a weather emergency or a missing child, to make sure that everyone here in the YK Delta has a chance to learn what important things are happening, and especially when that includes safety. Thanks to James Berlin, Julian Garcia, and Molly Billy, also Daniel Ingvelson, for all of their fabulous donations. Again, today's the last day, and thank you to so many people who've contributed. We've got a ways to go, though. Our campaign report, as we last checked it, well, I'll give an update here in a little bit. But the total is climbing the goal, 35,000. We've got a ways to go, so get your donation in today, and please be patient if you're going to use the phone to do it, because we've only got a few phone lines. So, 543-3131 and KYUK.org. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Shane.
So I got a note about our last call from Nelson about what happens when there's been a death and the body needs to go into Anchorage.
Yes.
So she gave me permission to read off her notes. So I'm going to read it if that's okay.
Yes.
She was expressing that it's true. And she said, it's frustrating when the state flies the bodies to Anchorage, then the families are stuck having to pay $6,000 on average to get the body back.
Wow.
And it would be even more to get the body prepped and all that through a memorial home. And that's true. They even charge $2,500 just to transport the body. Then the social workers don't always tell the families they have a right to get different quotes through all the different memorial homes. That's right. You can check and try to get a lower price. That's me talking. And she goes on, every family has a right to get quotes. Funding is very, very limited for burial assistance, so it gets even harder on families. How come we don't have a medical examiner here? And again, families have a right to request quotes and not rely on the social workers, as they don't necessarily go through the most cost-friendly services. So thank you very much for sending me that note and, you know, expanding on something that probably has become more and more difficult and will become more difficult as prices go up. Things like our dividends are cut or capped. So this is just one of the many areas that people will feel stress.
Yes, that is unusual information. I don't think I've ever heard
I wasn't
of that.
Familiar.
So that was good information. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, we have...
Mr. Robert Hoffman's on the line. Good morning, Robert. Mr.
Good
Hoffman.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Baba Gaia, the winner of our grand prize ceramic beautiful bowl, courtesy of Renee.
Wow.
You know, my wife really enjoys that. She already filled it full of food.
Very good.
Good, good.
Okay, the reason why I called was I just heard a moment ago about the cost of a body returning back from Anchorage after the state just sends it away. And they, like, it's example, like, it's just like nothing. They take it away for free, but we have to pay for it getting back. Well, I found out about that, and I'd like to inform the people, the body does not have to go to the embalming stage.
Mm-hmm.
We had the thought long ago that, and was informed, misinformed, that the body would not be able to get on to the Alaska Airlines plane unless it was embalmed and fixed up like that. That's why it cost so much. But I was informed by a board of director of YKHC, in fact, two of them, together informed me that there is a cheaper way. If the people would like their bodies returned home at a much cheaper rate, all they have to do is tell them they don't want them to go to that called Greenpeace? No. Or they get that, get really, really fixed up really, really nice. Or they put that place. They don't have to go there.
Like a funeral home?
Evergreen?
Oh,
Evergreen?
Yes, exactly. They don't have to go there and then get shipped home. They can request at the hospital that the body bypass that and just come home. The problem the people might not know is if they do that, the body will come home in a bag. That's the difference. The body can come home very cheap, but it will be coming home, the full body, like a body, but it won't be fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come home in a bag.
Okay.
That's the reason I've been searching that problem for years of why we have to do that. Because it happened to me years and years ago, and I've been searching a way to help the region get their bodies home at a much cheaper rate. I finally found one, but I have to inform the people that I was told by the YKHC board members, two of them, the body will come home in a bag. So if they would accept it that fashion, that's a cheaper way for the body to come home directly. That's all I know. If that's any help.
Gosh, thanks, Bobby Gaya. We never had this topic before, but I'm sure it's really helpful for everyone that is listening out there in outlying villages and in Bethel.
Yes, and that is one of the most expensive costs that our people in our region of 13,000 plus 20,000 descendants, we have a fear of our people passing on and having the cost of bringing them home and the cost of burial. That's one of our top five fears of the fingers that we have on our hand. That fear. But recently, I was told by the board of directors, and if they're listening, they can correct me if I am wrong, that the cheaper way to get the body home is just have it shipped home and need to come home in a bag.
Hmm.
One of them, I believe they're called body bags.
Yeah.
That's what I was informed. So I just wanted the people to know that there is another way, but it's a little bit more, cheaper to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Glad you called. Thank you. And thank you for your information.
Yes, I don't, like I said, I don't think we've ever had that topic before, but that's really good information. Thank you, Bobby Gaya. Since the phone lines are open, I'd like just to say a quick reminder that we are having our KYUK fundraiser. It's our last day. Give us a call at 54331. Someone will be there to take your pledge, or you can easily get online at kyuk.org.
And we have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I appreciate Bobby calling up and what he had to say. And my family had a little bit of experience along those lines a few years ago. Our oldest son drowned out in the Kuskokwim. And when his body was recovered, it was sent to Anchorage to the medical examiner, as our bodies usually in a crime or in a suspicious circumstance. The main thing people should remember is contact, if you have a loved one whose body is taken out for autopsy, contact the medical examiner right away, because you can elect not to have their remains sent to a funeral home. And sometimes, depending on the circumstances, it's, you know, you're going to spend a lot of money and still not get a good job out of it. So if what happened with us was, I contacted the medical examiner. I said, really? I said, you know, funeral home? He says, no. You know, we don't have the center of a funeral home. We're not required to do that. Remember, when the body goes to Anchorage, and Bobby hit this on the head, when the body goes to Anchorage, it's not embalmed. You know, it's remains that are transported. They can transport remains without being embalmed. So they wrapped my son up very nicely and sent him back to us. The state, the medical examiner paid the freight back to Bethel. And I believe that if they take the body to Anchorage, if you don't have them send it to the funeral home, they may pay the freight back to Anchorage or to the village that it originated in. So the main thing is contact the ME's office when your loved one gets taken down there and find out exactly what your options are. It's a tough conversation, believe me. It's a tough conversation to have.
I'll bet.
But they are wonderful folks down there. My experience with them was that the medical examiner people really, really care about what they are doing, and they care about our loved ones when they go down there, and they care about the survivors. So call them, say, what do I need to do? They'll fax you paperwork for releasing the remains, and you do have the option of not sending the remains to a funeral home. They don't, they don't prepare them or embalm them at the medical examiner,
okay. But
you can get them back without spending an enormous amount of money.
Wow.
So I just wanted to pass that on there. It's a topic we need to talk about. There's no question. I mean, Everybody dies one way or another.
Yeah.
And, we don't like thinking about it. We don't like planning for it. But the big thing is if it happens, contact the medical examiner right away, and they'll work with you.
Okay. Well, sorry for your loss. Wow, Mark. And thank you for calling in anyway amidst that and giving us really great information. We appreciate it. Okay. So, thank you very much for that.
We just have a few minutes. So we thank everyone that has made calls. But mainly I want to focus on our KYUK fundraising. It's really important that folks make a donation. We have so many wonderful programs out there. So with your donation, it really helps.
Yeah. So we're going to begin to close down. I think we're at the end of our show. Thank you, everyone who called. Thank you if you made a donation during the talk line. We appreciate it. Remember, tomorrow is flu shots at the Cultural Center, and there's the Walk for Life at 10:30. I think they start at the Lions Club Park, I think, or the Cultural Center parking lot. One or the other. It's very close. So
I believe they start at the Cultural Center and walk to the Teen Center.
Okay, and then Teen Center from 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great day. Enjoy some of the sunshine that we might have.
Yes. Have a great weekend,
all
folks.
Right.